Begin the Gemara and Daf Masechet Emunah of Tzadi Hei. Begin the Omer Alf. Begin the Tzadi Masechet. Begins with the Gemara Shmuel. He says Halacha Yehuda, Halacha Pasuk Yehuda, which Yehuda was of the opinion that as long as it was there from when Shabbos started, it remains permitted. Kivin Shor Drocha basically says it can be usher even on that Shabbos. So it says Taisis B'samach Mukil Abenifatzer LeKamlas. The Gemara shortly is going to tell us that this that Shmuel saying Halacha Pasuk Yehuda specifically. If it's breached to a kamas, but it's breached to Rishas HaRabim, Yek would rule like Rabbi Yisi that it's forbidden even that Shabbos. It says, Taisa Benir, the halakha is like Rav Bisori. It would seem that halakha is like Rav regarding prohibitory law, that he rules not like Shmuel, he rules like Rabbi Yisi, that it's going to be forbidden, and hence, Nafel Benir to the kamalas. Obviously, he's saying in all situations, even when it's breached to a kamalas, halakha is like Rabbi Yisi, Machma, halakha is like Rabbi Yisi, who is the most stringent opinion. Now, the Hechad Isna Levachitzis, now where there are walls, it's just forbidden for some other reason. For example, when you have two courtyards that have an eiv through the window, and then the window gets closed on Shabbos, then says Taisa Filler Biyasi, my Gemara and Biyasi would agree the Amid that he does say Shabbos Hobo Hocho Hocho, that Shabbos once it was permitted remains permitted for the rest of Shabbos. Because I'm in Perikam, like we say in the first Perikam, that we design Amid Aleph, he's only disagreeing regarding when there's no walls, and that's where we rule like him, even when it's Nibbet Salakamas, it's going to be Asr, even with that Shabbos. Kshinik says the Master begins with the Gemara Eisvei, but the Gemara asks from the following Brisa, yes, Al King, even more than this. Says Rabbi Yehuda. So this explains why didn't we ask for our Mishnah? We're saying that you're saying this, Rabbi says there's no proof from the halacha of a Mishnah of two mechitzes. You could say pitikra, but the Braisa says clearly that even when there's no aliyah gabav, when there's no pitikra, still Rabbi Yehuda is going to say it's going to be sufficient. Obviously, because you're two mechitzes are raisa. So says Taisa the parach me Braisa. Why not buy us from the Braisa, not from the Mishnah? The Mishnah also says exactly this case of love and the foolish, which obviously has to be because of beis mechitzes are raisa. Says Taisa, "No, Meshavim the Masnit Nektoni ve'Oidem Rebuda, Ma'arim Mavim Foolish." Because from this case of the Mishnah, which Rebuda says, and moreover, says Rebuda, you can make an erev even with a mavim that's open on two sides. Lo Shemin the Rishus Ram Gemur. You would not have known this halacha of when it's a bonafide Rishus Ram, which is 16 amos wide, with 600,000 people every single day, and that's what Abai is asking from the Braisa, which it says that there's two houses from the two sides of Rishus Rabim. Then you can make a lechem mikan, lechem mikan. So you see explicitly even by Rishus Ram Gemurah. That you'll still say Shtim Achid Zedarais. Hanrol Kogagis, which I will turn to the ninth parak, Mesethes Eben, parak Kogagis with Taisis. And that would begin the tenth parak, parak Hamaitse Tfilin, the last parak of Mesethes Eben, which we begin with Taisis Mas Rabbein Hamaitse Tfilin. If someone cares, if someone finds Tfilin on Shabbos, says it explains, why is this parak even here? Taisis, Hach parak, this parak, the last parak in Eben, the Mesethes Shabbos, Abba Lele Mistik, Abba Tzais, should be Mesethes Shabbos, where it talks about the laws of carrying on a Shabbos, which is the theme of this parak. Elamishon, the Tani Sefer, rather says the reason is because at the end, it says, Yehuda Omer, at the end of this Mishnah, Yehuda says, that, okay, you give it to your friend who gives it to his friend, who gives it to his friend, even out of the Tchum. So therefore, since it mentions Tchumen, it's related to Erev. But more of the Tani Sefer, we mentioned at the end of the parak, he says, wherever the sage is permitted to you, they gave it to you from yours. Farshik Madigma explains what that enigmatic statement means, is the Christ of Mishnah is going on, Perak Mishnah you. And since we have to mention that mission, which is part of this parak, then we mention this parak in this Nesach. Tinnik says, Matzah begins with the Gemara, Machnisin Zug Zug. You bring it in a pair at a time, which just explains that when's it permitted to bring it in? Which we said, you find fun, you bring it in a pair at a time. So it says, Tayyip, Perak Kamad, the Bayam Muchach, from the end of the first parak in Bayam, that's one, but it's obvious from the Gemara, the Ayri Delimintri Machmas Kalbi, it's only because it's not protected from the dogs. Of Mintri Machmas Kalbi, but if it would be protected because of, from dogs, Avgab Delimintri Machmas Ganovi, even though it wouldn't be protected from thieves, that loy, that would not be a permissibility to bring it into the city. Tinnik says the Master begins with the Gemara of Chadosh is part of, but by new ones, one's going to be exempt from bringing in those Tvon, because maybe it's a Kameya, maybe it's an amulet, and does not have the sanctity of a Tvon. So this explains that it's not only that he's exempt from bringing it in, but rather, Isanam Ika, then there's going to be also prohibition. Like come on, Tanya, like a Braisa on Daf Tzadizam and Alf teaches, Isa B'Chadash is actually forbidden to bring it in because now you don't have a heter, now you're carrying a masli on Shabbos.